Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy. Yes, God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy. Our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving to say thank you for one more day. One more day that you have blessed us. One more day that you have kept us. One more day. We rise and we shine this morning, Father God, at your command, in your power, because of your grace, your mercies, your love, and your provisions. We confess every sin before you, omission, the sin of omission, and the sin of commission. And we say thank you, Father, for new mercies that embrace us. Thank you. We are forever, forever grateful. Now, Father, hallelujah, we commit this, everything into your hands, this day, this service, our lives, our destiny, our hopes, our dreams, everything we commit into you, and we thank you for it, Father. Thank you for an opportunity. Thank you for life, health, strength, salvation, sanctification, eternal life, an open heaven, victory, success, good success, miracles. Thank you for it, Father. Bless our services on today, Father. We know our coming together is not in vain. We thank you for the strength to keep coming, Father. The strength to keep coming and keep coming and to keep coming. We thank you for the commitment. We thank you for the discipline. We thank you for the regime. We thank you for all these things. Father God, we just want to say we thank you for everything, nothing excluded. Thank you, Father. We might forget to speak it out of our mouth, but Father God, it's in our hearts. It's just so much in our hearts, Father God. We just can't seem to get it all out, but it's in there, and you already know. Father, continue to upload, download, and use our lives for your highest praise and glory. Thank you, God. Now, Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Good morning, good morning, good morning. family, good morning, visitors, our global audience, good morning to everyone. Maybe it's not morning where you are. Maybe it's evening. Maybe it's afternoon. But whatever it is, amen, we greet you in Jesus' name, amen. And we welcome you back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord, amen. Amen. TGIF. Today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things, amen, shall be added unto us. If this truly is your first time with us, well, you definitely did come to the right place. Hey, you finally got here. We've been here 11 years waiting for you. Been here 11 years waiting for you. Amen. So enjoy the services on today to the extent that you'll come on back and keep coming back and keep coming back and keep coming back. Amen and amen. I am Pastor Alfreda. Amen. And it is my pleasure. It really is a pleasure to serve the Lord. Amen. And it's just so exciting, as we were sharing last night in our Bible study, when we just follow the Lord. When we just follow him, not afraid, walking in faith, you know, it's just a joyful experience. It's exuberating. It really is exuberating. Amen. And so we just want to bless the Lord. Amen. For everything. Amen. And especially another opportunity, one more day. One more day, amen, to bless him, to praise him, to serve him. Why? Because we know, well, number one, soon there'll be a day that we won't be here. We won't be here. The world will be low. The world will be moving on, but we won't be here. Why? Because everybody has a day. Everybody has a day to be born, and everybody has a day to die. We don't want to think about it. I had my daughter Erica laughing. I don't know. I interviewed her last night on Facebook. Put the spotlight on her. I think I believe the Holy Spirit's leading me to do something. Amen. I think we might do that more often, and come back once a month, twice a month, maybe once a week. And just interview and just, you know, talk to entrepreneurs, talk to people that, or ministry leaders or anything, you know, whatever the Lord say, talk about. Because that was a test case last night, because I wanted to see if I could share my screen on Facebook. But we made it work. We made it work. And so now I'm going to keep practicing. And so I think I want to interview my mama, too. I want to put Pastor Westfield on there and interview her, and then interview some of you guys. That's the Spirit of God's leading me. I don't know. I just did what the Lord told me to do. He only gave me a 2 days notice. I said, Erica, I'm interviewing you. She said, okay, about what? I said, let's just see. And so it was good. Amen. So we got to be ready to jump to it. Because, see, what you're jumping to when you jump into destiny. You're jumping to, you know, and so after I did it last night, I don't know, I'm going to say one more prayer. But I really believe that's where the Lord wants us to just step, just park it right there. Park it right there, Alfreda. Amen. And take it from there. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen. So here we are again this morning. Amen. Father, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Amen. Book of 2 Corinthians. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 1. I'm just going to read just a couple verses in your hearing, starting in verse 8. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, and whom we trust that he will still deliver us. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. Oh, glory be to the living God. We want to thank God for the reading of God's word. Hallelujah. The blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah, how Paul was delivered from suffering. Actually, Paul was delivered from death. If you read that verse, amen, it let you know that Paul thought that this was his death day. It was his death day. Oh, yeah. Let me just go back for 1 second. I'm sorry, I stopped in the middle. So I was talking to Erica, not last night on Facebook, but prior to that. And I said, Erica, I used to be a little baby, amen. I just tried to go back from when I came out of my mother's womb. And just had her laughing. But it's like the reality hit you. Freddie, you used to be like a teeny baby, like, you know, you came up out of the womb. They had to cut the umbilical cord. And so I went all the way back there. I think that's the first time I went back to the beginning. Amen. Saw myself, amen, in my mother's belly and all that. Amen. Oh, my God. We babies are so fascinating. But, saints, we forget that we used to be a little baby. We used to be a little cute baby. Glory be to God. Our birthday, amen, the day we came out, amen. Well, guess what? Amen. It's the day we go out. Amen. We have a birth date. We have a death date. So that's what I wanted to say. Amen. So let's give God praise all in between. Let's give God praise all in between. So anyway, so in our lesson here this morning, amen, Paul thought this was the end. He said, all right, boys. All right, boys. Amen. Matter of fact, I was talking to one of the pastors. Amen. Glory be to God. And he had gone overseas. I think they were in one of those foreign countries. He was over there with Marilyn Hickey, and they were doing some type of, you know, is how the crowds come when the celebrities get there. And they really thought they was going to die that day. They really thought they was going to die that day because a revolt had happened right in the middle of the devil. They didn't want the service to go on. And he said that, you know, he had texted his family or whatever they did and said, all right, well, you know, we'll see you. I love you, baby. Glory be to God, because he thought it was over. Amen. Like they did, like they show you on television when folks was on be on the airplane. Let's take 9/11, for example, all right? And they saw the guys coming with the box knives and all that, so they got on the phone, started texting everybody, I love you, I love you, I love you. Yeah, because it was the end, okay? And but in this particular case, at this particular time, we're going to find out, amen, what God had to say about it. But Paul really thought, amen, that he was at the end, amen. He tells us this here more clearly in verse number 8 and 9 specifically, and I'll read that for you again. He says, for we do not want to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure. We were burdened above strength, even so that we despaired even of life. We despaired even of our own lives. We thought we was going to die. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. So let me tease you a little bit and go on to verse 10. Let's read verse 10 again so we can just skip to where we're going. It says here, who delivered us from so great a death, and who does deliver us, and whom we trust that he will still deliver us. Amen. I'm going to call this teaching this morning, amen, the end is the beginning. End is the beginning. My God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Beloved, although we don't like to admit it, but we all occasionally run into dead-end places in our lives where we don't know what to say, we don't know what to do, we don't know where to turn. And even in some instances, beloved, we don't even know how to pray. Sometimes it seems like we hit a dead end. In other words, it seems like everything is finished. It seems like everything is over and everything is done with. And if you've ever been in a place like this, beloved, you know that it's a hard place to be. And through these kinds of experiences, you and I discover that in our own strength, we are no match for some of life's problems. In our own strength, it ain't going to work. In our matter of fact, in our own strength, we can't do not a thing. And I tell people, we were talking about Satan earlier this week, about his tactics. Amen. Glory be to God. Yesterday, we talked about Satan's tactics, understanding his tactics. Glory be to God. Beloved, Satan is a created being. But I just want to remind you now that we're no match against Satan. In our own strength, see, he's wiser, he's stronger, he got more experience. In our own strength, we're no match for Satan. See, this is why the Bible tells us, amen, that, hallelujah, we could do all things through Christ. See, we hear some people say, I could do all things. Okay, well, finish the sentence, baby. Finish the sentence. Because you cannot do all things. Now, when you finish your sentence, I can do all things through Christ. Now you're going somewhere. Ah, come on, somebody. I'm getting happy already. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So sometimes, beloved, amen, glory be to God, we run into some tough places. Amen. Like Lord, what I'm going to do? Like what I'm going to do? I don't know what to do. You got your face in your hands. Or your hands in your face, you're pulling your hair out. You know, you're breaking out in rashes, hives. You have no appetite, you're not eating, you're not drinking. Or you're eating or drinking too much. You're not sleeping. Restless, you wake up tired. Or you're sleeping too much. You woke up, well, I slept the whole dog on that. Because you don't know how to deal with this problem. See, you really don't know how to deal with it. See, well, what do I do? This thing here appears to be bigger than me. See, what do I do? Then we'd be entertaining some thoughts. Well, you can't get stuck there. Some of them thoughts the devil gonna bring you. Oh my God! You don't want to be sucked up into that. See, I go there. I take them all out. See, that's why, beloved, we must learn to depend on the power of God. That's why we must learn to depend on the wisdom of God. I mean, like, really. I mean, we talked about it a little bit last night in our Bible study, but I'm talking about leaning all the way in. As a matter of fact, we're going deeper. I'm not even talking about leaning on Jesus. I'm talking about going all the way in. See, because you come to my house and get out there and just lean up against the wall, ringing the doorbell or whatever, knocking on the door, leaning, or you can come into the house. I'm not talking about leaning on Jesus. I'm talking about coming in and coming all the way in. That's what I'm talking about. That's what God is calling for. When you hear a beloved say that Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or Jesus Christ is not Lord at all, that's what we're saying. We're not talking about you at the end of the corner peeping down the street trying to see what's going on. No, we're talking about coming all the way in. Like I'm here. See. And we know it's not easy because you got to die to get there. You got to die to live. Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly, but you got to die to live. And that flesh don't want to die. See? It's a process. Submitting, humbling ourselves, trusting the Lord. See? It's a process of being conformed into the image of his word. It's a process. And so God will help us as we desire to be helped. Now, this is what I was sharing, I think, yesterday, because I think I did do the prayer call yesterday, the 12 o'clock prayer. Because now, my opinion with the vaccine, with the COVID vaccine, it's not a question of if the vaccine works or not. And we pray, you know, we don't want to get into all that. But my point, as I stand with some of other people, is that they're forcing us to do it. That's my point. It's not about taking it. It's not about if it works, if it don't work, if it saves lives, not lives. It ain't about that. It's the fact that they're forcing you to take it. That's where they're going. Now, my problem with that is God in his word never forces us to do anything. See, that's what the people are saying, beloved, that refuse to get the shot. Look at it in the Garden of Eden. He told Adam and Eve, he said, okay, you got two trees here. He said, you can eat off any of these trees you want. He said, well, that one right there in the middle, he said, don't touch that one. But he didn't make them not do it. He didn't make them, if he had of, we all would have been in a better place. He didn't make him not do it. You can look through Genesis, the Revelation. God will plead with his people, request with his people, but no place in the Bible where God ever made his people do anything. How can man come and make you do something? That's the issue, beloved. And watch. When they're successful with this, they're going to make you do something else. And they're going to make you do something else. And you know where they're going with that? Soon they're going to make you close your Bible. Oh, yeah, baby, this is a setup. Here's a setup. This is a beta test. You hear what I'm saying? This is a beta test. They're going to make you not open your Bible. So now what you going to do? You ready to die for Christ? Because according to the Bible, it's coming to that anyhow. The stage is set, baby. The stage is set. Y'all know I got to drop the commercials in. It's the Holy Spirit give it to me. So beloved, amen. So this is why we must lean on and learn how to depend on the power of God. What Paul was telling us, beloved, in our scriptures this morning, that he too went through this kind of learning experience when he found himself face to face with life-threatening situations in his own ministry. life-threatening situations. Coming in the church with a gun? I mean, like, really? Really? Beloved, y'all know we living in the last days. Who comes in the church with a gun? All right, that's all I'm going to say on that. All right, let me say something else, too. We're glad to see the numbers are going down with COVID. Everybody was on lockdown for about a year. That was good in some sense, and that was good. That could have been a good thing. We pray you made it a good thing. I made a statement a couple weeks ago. I said one of the good things that came out of COVID is that our children was not in the schoolhouse. The devil couldn't kill any of our children in the schoolhouse because they weren't there. They was being homeschooled. Now the children back in school, and every day somebody's shooting in the schoolhouse. Well, when they was home on lockdown, you wasn't killing our babies then. I don't know how do you get the gun in school? I'm hearing that metal detectors are up everywhere. I haven't been in any of them lately, but this is what the reporters say. How do you get the gun in school? And I have to stop right here, beloved, because we all have children, grandchildren in school. Nieces and nephews and neighbors that go to school every day. And we don't want to get no report that some devil done bust up in our child's classroom with a gun. And they don't even bring guns. Now they bring rifles and shotguns. Devil is a liar. So Paul found himself, beloved, in a life-threatening situation. And in our scripture, beloved, he says that, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God that raises the dead. Paul was definitely at one of those dead-end places, beloved. In fact, the situation he faced was so acute that he compared it to a sentence of death. We look at the word, he says, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves. When we look at that word sentence, glory be to God. This word here, sentence in the Greek, beloved, refers to a jury who just handed down their final sentence in a court of law. You could say that the word sentence denotes a verdict or a sentence pronounced as a result of a court trial. After all the evidence is presented and the judge has examined all the facts, now they give a final verdict. And this is exactly the word that Paul uses in this verse, beloved. By Paul using such a word like this, beloved, it tells us, amen, that so much evidence and so many problems were stacked up against him and stacked up against his companions. And by the way it looked, by all appearances, it looked like there was no way out for them to escape. There was no way to survive. It's over. It's over. And Lord, forgive me for my sins. Lord, look like I'm about to die today. Lord, forgive me for my sins right now, Father. You better. Look, you better. You need to be saying that anyhow. You need to be saying that anyhow. But if it looked like, you know what I mean, one of the deacons in my mother's church, glory be to God, going home one night, amen, at the bus stop, They put the gun up to his chest. He said, all right. They wanted some money, and they put the gun up to his chest. He thought it was over. See? Look. He just said a prayer. Say a prayer, you better pray. Lord, forgive me for my sins. And, of course, you're going to plead the blood of Jesus, but, you know, ain't no telling what you're going to do in that type of situation. But this is where Paul was, beloved. It looked like it was no way out. You ever been in a situation where it looked like it ain't no way out? It looked like they had hit a dead end. Everything for Paul and those that was traveling with him seemed to be finished. It seemed to be over. It seemed to be done with. We're at the end today. Maybe some of you are facing that type of situation right now pertaining to your dreams, pertaining to your goals and your destiny, when it looks like you're at the end of the road. It looks like there's no way out. Or it looks like you got so many problems stacked up against you right now that you'll never survive what you're facing. And this is precisely what Paul felt when he was facing overwhelming problems in Asia. And so this is why he used that word sentence, to let us know that as far as he was concerned, there was only one possible outcome for his life this day, and that was death. Paul said, it's over. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Tell my family I love them. It's a wrap. We ain't getting out of here today. It's over. So, beloved, when we read this sentence in the Greek, this is what it reads. As far as we were concerned, the final verdict was in, and the verdict demanded our death. But, beloved, the good news this morning is that verse goes on to verse number 10. Hallelujah. And in spite of what it looked like, glory be to God, beloved, Paul didn't die. Paul didn't die. Hey, somebody, let me hear you say this morning, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. My dreams will not die. Glory be to God. My relationships will not die. Glory be to my destiny will not die. My future will not die. Regardless what it look like, I know it look like death. I know it look like darkness. It feel like darkness. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, it is darkness. Glory be to God. He's leading me through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, glory be to God. Dark shadows all around. Glory be to God. It's a little heavy. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Trying to rob me of my faith, trying to strip me of my hope. Glory be to God, but I'm coming through this. I'm coming out of this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to reach deep down on the inside. I'm going to throw out a Diana Ross on them. I'm coming out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No, Paul didn't die. Glory be to God. Nor did he fail at fulfilling the job that God had given him to do. It looked a little pressing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But he made it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When I came out of the hospital recovering at my mother's house from the brain aneurysm, she was shocked because she sitting up there talking to me and my daughter, and I got up out of bed, amen, and started dancing and started singing. And started singing, I made it out. I made it out all right. I made it out. I made it out all right.
Oh, glory be to God. Paul was singing. I made it out. I made it out all right. I come to prophesy to somebody today to get your song on. Get your praise on. Because you're going to make it out, and you're going to make it out all right. I know it don't look good. I know it look like you're lost. I know it look like the verdict is in. Hallelujah. And they have condemned you. But guess what? Hallelujah. Jesus didn't come to condemn, but Jesus came to rescue. Oh, glory be to God. And you're going to make it out. And you're going to make it out all right. Glory be to God. It may look like it's at the end of the road, but what Paul really found out, hallelujah, it was really the beginning of a new supernatural flow of divine power in Paul's life. I said the end was the beginning. Beloved, in God's kingdom, sometimes, hallelujah, the beginning is the end, and the end is the beginning. Paul said it ain't over. That season is over. That season of emptiness is over. That season of drought is over. It was a dead end, but not for my life, but for that season. But I have entered into the new. God put it this way. He said, behold, I do a new thing. Even now it shall spring forth. The songwriter sang a song. It's a new season. It's a new day. A fresh anointing that has come my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming for me. Hallelujah. That's what Paul found out. Hallelujah. He said the only thing that's going to die here is the old. Hey, my God, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why he went on to say that through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Yeah, I've learned to trust in God. Hey, come on, somebody. Give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. He said through it all, he learned not to trust in himself. See, oh, wait a minute. I'm finished. All right, just look here. Look, Paul said, all right, one minute it looked like he was going down. Yeah? But wait a minute now. When you hold on, somebody said, hold on. When you hold out. Hey, hold out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, verse number 9 says, we had the sentence of death in ourselves. We thought it was over. Did I pay my life insurance? Is my life insurance paid? All right. He thought it was over. But wait a minute. But it was a comma there, And they said that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death. Somebody say, but God. But God. But God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Paul said, through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus. I learned that God is faithful. I learned that God is a very present help in the time of trouble. When it looked like it's over, God will come through. It's always darkest right before dawn. Glory, when I'm ready to surrender, watch out. Here comes God. Oh, glory be to God. That's why we can't get weary and well-doing. When you think it's over, God said, I'm starting something new. He said, yeah, that season is over, but your life ain't over. That relationship is over, but your life ain't over. Glory be to God. He said, I'm starting something new. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Paul had been under such intense pressure that he felt that death was unavoidable. Then right from the midst of this horrible situation, right in the nick of time. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Right in the nick of time, the money showed up. Oh, my God. Right in the nick of time. Ah, glory. But some of you right now wondering how you going to pay this, how you going to do that. They already gave you the notices. They said they're coming forward. Glory be to God, huh? Look like you're at a dead end. We're going to lose the house, babe. We're going to lose the car, babe. We're going to lose it. The doctor's giving you up. Glory be to God. It's over. But right in the nick of time. time. Here come. Oh, glory be to God. Right in the nick of time, God's power was released. And Paul was rescued. My God, Jesus, my God, I wish I had time. Paul said it was as if he and his companions had been raised from the dead. Paul said it was as if we was already in the hole at the graveyard. But here come God raising us up from the dead. Hallelujah. Ooh, my God, up and away. Beloved, let me tell you this morning, when you don't know what else to do, and when you have no one else to turn to, that's usually when God's resurrection power begins to operate in you to the greatest measure. You see, beloved, there's no such thing as no hope. As long as there is a loving Heavenly Father you can call on, there is still hope for you. And if you learn to rely on Him, that dead-end place in your life that you're facing right now can become a new beginning. Somebody say new beginning. Somebody say new beginning. Something got to die. Something got to die. Amen. Hallelujah. That something may have a new beginning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So, beloved, call out to your Heavenly Father right now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait right now. The phone's muted anyhow. Just call on out to your Heavenly Father. Expect Him to release His resurrection power on your behalf to turn your dead-end situation around. Hallelujah. He's going to work in your favor. He's going to turn it around and around and around and around. God is working in your favor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The end is the beginning. Hallelujah. There is still hope when there appears to be no way out. Amen and amen. We pray that you are blessed by the word of God on today. Lord, hallelujah, we have found that in our own strength, we are no match for life's problems. Father, we thank you for revealing this to us today, that from this day forward, please help us turn to you immediately when we come up against a dead-end place in our lives. We ask you, Lord, to help us fully surrender each of these areas to you so you can have full access to them and raise them one by one from the dead. Father, please show us your life-giving power today. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray, and our soul says amen, 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 and our soul says amen again. All right, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. I am not out of words, but I'm out of time. We want to thank God for the word of God today. Amen. Keep going. The Lord is just telling us keep going. just keep going. Baby, keep going. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes level to the ground. Just keep going. Just keep going. Keep working your faith. Keep working your faith because faith works. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something about being obedient to God. So I was obedient to God. Amen. Glory be to God. I did what the Lord told me to do. I spotlighted Erica yesterday. God dropped that in my spirit. That wasn't me, because I would have did it a long time ago if it was me. But when I got finished, he dropped something else, like he gave a bonus. So for our 11th church anniversary this year, we want to have an event. We're going to have a one-day event. And God, I'm asking God to continue to download it. But I see us coming together eating. I see us coming together sharing and singing and praise dancing and not so much preaching. You know, we're going to always give a little word of encouragement, but I just see us coming together for a one-day celebration. Now, I don't know where that's going to be. I don't know where. So I'm asking the Lord to show me where we can have a nice celebration and a nice location that's not going to be really expensive. And we ain't got to be putting on no gowns and tuxedos and all that either. But God dropped that in my spirit last night. So now let's continue to pray on that, saints. Let's continue to pray on that. Amen. And I'm asking God to show us the location and help us to put together the agenda, because we got about eight weeks. Got about 8 weeks to do it, and we can pull this off. Amen. We can pull this off among ourselves. This is a fellowship, and we ain't flying nobody in from out of town and all that unless the Lord say that, and I'm not feeling that. This is a fellowship for us in the ministry, because we've been wanting to come together. COVID has kept us apart, all right? We want to come together and fellowship, meet one another, okay? Have a meal together and just have a joyous time, put together a little program and celebrate our 11th ministry anniversary. I'm excited about it. I hope you are. Amen. Invite family and friends to come out. Amen. And have somebody cater the food. have somebody reputable cater the food. See? So this God dropped that in my spirit last night. So it's still in the stage of development. Amen. I'm excited about it. Amen. And I think that's the direction he's taking us. And we can still do something on Zoom or something one night, but it's time to come together a teeny bit. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. All right. And for my announcers today, we'll be at the altar of prayer today, 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock, Friday night. Bring your own praise, bring your own praise, bring your own praise. Why? Because I made it out. I made it out all right. Oh, beloved, we got something to praise God for. We got something to praise God for. Because I'm telling you, when I hear about these babies, every time I hear about these babies dying, I tell you, it hurts me. I tell you, too, I got to keep going. I'd start crying and boo-hooing as if it was my own. And so we pray for these families. We pray for these families for the devastation. But, beloved, let me tell you something. Could have been you and could have been me. Could have been your baby. Could have been your grandbaby. And you going to act like you want to give God no praise. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. That's it. All right, I done said enough. I just come on here and I just be so free. Thank y'all for allowing me to just be who I am. this is who I am. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to express, to let the Holy Spirit use me like this. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. I think I done said all I need to say. I think it's something else I need to say, but guess what? I will say it on the altar of prayer, or Lord's willing, we'll be back on Friday. From what I hear, Friday is Sister Aquanetta's birthday. Amen. One of our newest ministry partners, faithful. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for her. Amen. Glory be. And Saturday is our Minister Nancy's birthday. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to thank God for her. So we got two birthdays. Amen. And we just want to give God praise. Amen. So Lord's willing, we will be acknowledging them. And I think that we only have one other birthday on the 22nd of this month. To my knowledge, I was looking at the calendar yesterday. I don't see anything else for October. Amen. So, you know, if you want us to skip your birthday, we'll skip your birthday. But we don't want to skip your birthday. Amen. We want to celebrate your birthday. Amen, in Jesus' name. I'm still celebrating mine. I say every day my birthday. Every day my birthday. Why? Because every day is a gift. Time is precious. Every day is a gift. Saying, y'all got to start looking at that. The service is over. I'm about to put the music on. Late at night when I'm unwinding, one of these days, I'm going to give y'all a flow of what my schedule looks like during the day. All right. But, all right, so last night we did the Bible study, then I jumped on, I did the Facebook, okay, then I did the Losa. So I'm unwinding like about, I'm watching 11 o'clock news, see what's going on. I like to know what's going on because something might be going on in my own backyard. I want to know. All right. So I watch 11 o'clock. So around 12 o'clock, I'm unwinding, picking the hairs off my chin, rocking in the chair. And I like to watch the Perry Mason movies, you know, the black and white, the old ones on Me Too. And I just love them old movies, the old the sitcoms and stuff like that. I just love it. Black and white, Twilight Zone, Alfred Hitchcock. But I be watching, I be looking back, and I be saying, you know, I love movies, by the way. Anyhow, I said, they're all dead. Perry Mason dead, his secretary dead, everybody in the background dead, the producer is dead. Everybody dead. Beloved, amen, the Lord tarry, the next 50 years, 100 years, same thing going to be said about you and me. They all dead. Pastor Bradford had a good, nice ministry, but she dead. All the ministry people dead. They all dead. Everybody dead. Beloved, what am I saying? Enjoy life. Don't squander time. Forgive, love. Life is short. And you're here for a purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Father God, thank you for the word. Thank you for the word, Father. We bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. God, help us not to be in the right place the wrong time today. Father, our heart is still going out for that young man at Jefferson Hospital. How does someone walk into the hospital, get on the elevator, and go up to the ninth floor to hunt somebody out? It's not like he stood on the corner and waiting for the man to get off work. He went in the hospital, on the elevator, on the ninth floor with a shotgun. How in the world does that happen? Father God, we pray grace and mercies, Father God. We're crying out. We won't stop crying. We won't stop praying. Our hearts are bleeding, Father God, for the devastation that's going on around us. Father, hear our prayers. And God, please comfort the hearts of these families. We can only imagine. We can only imagine the pain that they are enduring right now. For this situation and every other situation that's going down like this. Father God, in Jesus' name, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we will not. Life, Word, Jesus, Kingdom, Ministries. I speak over every partner. I speak over every household. We speak over your spouses. We speak over your children. We speak over your grandchildren, your parents, with your nieces, your nephews, your aunts, your uncles, your neighbors. We say no devastation, no bad news will come near our dwelling. No plague will come near our dwelling. We will live and not die. We are unable to be touched by evil. The cursed causes will not come. No weapon formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. We say not so. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that makes it all possible. Thank you, God, for making a way out. When the devil would have come in, you made a way of escape that we might continue to move forward in your kingdom. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen and amen. Satan is defeated. Amen. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord, O Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. But remember, saints, amen, that the end, that dead end situation you're in, is not the end, but it's actually the beginning. Amen. I love you. Amen. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. Amen.
I never know what faith is worth to do. And now I can say